before we try to sum up what we've done and move on, I wanted to just do one last thing that we hadn't really done, which was the Tosfos on Mendalet on the Beis. And also, I'm going to read quickly. I just want to read through the Gemara on the bottom of Mendalet for completion purposes. So when we get to this later, we're not going to redo this. So let me just go in the Gemara about Mendalet on Mendalet towards the little after the Mishnah. And it's the fourth medium of line. Amar Yaakov by Idi Amar Bichanina, Koshu Bechameshes Haminim Bechila Mavarech Alav Bori Minei Mizonos, Ulav Sofracha Achas Bein Shalosh. So that's what you would expect. This is kind of like Rabin Shmuel Shifa early in the parak, which we just saw quoted on Lamed Hamed Beis. If it has Chameshes Haminim, you make a Mizonos and you make a Bein Shalosh afterwards. Rabin Shmuel don't talk about the Bein Shalosh, they talk about the Mizonos. Amar Rabba Bar Mari Amar Mishra Ben Levi Kol Shul Mishiva Saminim B'tchila Mavarech Vori Priya Eitz L'Besof Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. So it's not really Shiva Saminim because you don't make that bracha on wheat and barley, but it means the fruits of the Shiva Saminim, and you make a bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. So Amar Le'abai the Rabbini Mai Nihu, and this the Gro rewrites the Gemara here, it's a different girsa. Mai Nihu Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. I'm reading with Hadosa Gros. So Amar Le'abai the Chameshes Minim Al Mechiyah Ba'al Kalkalah and Al Terubas HaSadeh Ba'al Eretz Chamele Tavar Shoratzisa Mechal Pa'al Aseinu Lechem Mepeot Tzvot Tzubah Rachim Hashem Lekein Yisrael Mechav Ha'Yisrael Merechav Ha'Meshach Metashach should probably be Metashach even though none of us read it that way Al Mishpachach V'tibaneh. I bet you Rani does. Rani, I don't know if Sardim have this. Asei Lema'an Amitecha. No, I don't know if you have it in the slichos. So I say leman many things like art school prints amitecha. What?
No, amitah.
Amitah, that's correct.
Within the
Tzvanim,
they're split.
So amitah is correct. What I can't figure out is in those why is it also shemach? I don't know why because that's the masculine singular ending. Amitecha would in rabbinic Hebrew would be with the yud, it would be plural. But many siddurim, not just Svardi, not just Ari, there are those that are good siddurim. Hasein leman itach, hasein leman britach, hasein leman, you know, all that. So probably it's mizbechach and mikdashach, not mikdashecha. V'tibanei Yerushalayim ir kodshach, b'mehei rabbi yameinu, v'aleinu l'sracha v'shamachinu ba. Others have, what is the correction here in Chet, v'vinyana. Right. One of the things just to note in general, when you're reading Gemaras or you're reading the Rambam in Hilchos Tfila, when you're not reading the good edition of the Rambam, is there's a tendency of printers who are almost all Ashkenazim to edit the Gemara or edit the Rambam in light of the contemporary Nusach. So there, one of my favorite examples. What's that?
I said
never. Yeah, I know. You can't use that word. That's cultural appropriation. I'm teasing. You can use whatever Yiddish terms you like also. But I would expect that, well, it's not really your Eidah, Levino instead. But if you look in the Rambam, in Birchas HaTorah, and when he talks about the Nusach of Birchas HaTorah, so at one point the Hagos Maimonides makes a comment arguing what the Rambam says. The only problem is that if you look at what Hagos Maimonides says and what the Rambam says, it's the same thing. So we're like, what's going on? Well, the answer is because obviously Hagos Maimonides, who's the Talmud of the Rambam in Wittenberg, had the original Nusach of the Rambam before the printers changed it to match what we have. So I don't remember what is the first bracha that started to make on Birch Sora. Ashkenazim say Asher Kitzalah Sokud the Reis Sora. What do you say? Yeah, so it's probably something like one of those. And he just made, and there are a number of these. In Hilchos Brachos in the Rambam, in Hilchos Tefillah, you see this all the time. If you use a Frankel Rambam, you don't have the problem because they have the correct text. But if you look at, but when our printed Rambams, you know, many of them starting in the 16th, 17th century, they just changed the text to match what was Ashkenazi text. So the same thing, some of that may be going what's here. Yeah, Brian?
Just to be equal opportunity, I think the Sardim and Ashkenazim both did this to manuscripts of Siddur Amgon and Siddur Sajigon.
Yeah, I believe that. I don't mean, it's just that in one sense, I think more printing, well, I shouldn't say that printing started in the Iberian Peninsula probably, but I don't know where that fit in this. The earliest printed Gemaras, the term for them, they're called the Incunabula. Yeah, that's from the Iberian Peninsula in the late 15th century. But I think that at some point, more of the printing that has made it into our world in the base Spanish was coming from Ashkenaz. So anyway, so then and then the Hasima is Kiata Tova Meitiv Lakol, and then you finish with Ala Mechia, and then you finish with Ala Oretzi Al Hamechia. Then it says the gross emendations. Apeiri the eight Ala eight Al Priya eight, the Chaimer Ala Gefer Al Priya Gafen. And then the Gemara says Mechtam B'mai Chasim. What do you have the Chasima? So the Gemara says Ki Asa, and the Gra wants to erase all of this. What we have is Rav Kiyas Ravim Amar Rav Chasa Berachodesh Baruch Metadish Yisrael V'Rashei Chod Hashem. And that was not considered two different themes. They're connected. And why are they connected? Because we're the ones who are Metadish the Chodesh. Okay. Hachamai, so Rav Chista Amar Ala Aretzi Al Peiroseha. Okay, then Rav Yochan says Ala Aretzi Al Peiros. So which one? So Ala Aretzi Al Peiros means thanking God for Eretz Yisrael, presumably. You didn't have to read this way, by the way. But I think they mean Ala Aretz means Eretz Yisrael, because that's what's in the bracha, as opposed to the land that you are fruits grew from in New Jersey, or New York, or Texas. I think I got everybody here. And California, that's probably of all those states, those the most produce is Jake is responsible for. But the Gemara says Ala Aretz is Dafka Eretz Yisrael. Peiros are the fruits that you eat. Whereas Ala Aretz, Al Peiroseh, means the pears of Eretz Yisrael. So Amar of Amar, Velo Pligi, Halan, Vahalahu. It all depends. If you're in Baba, you say Ala Aretz, Al Peiros, because you're not eating Peiros Eretz Yisrael. You're grateful for Eretz Yisrael, but it's not the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael. And Vahalahu, well, I shouldn't say that. And Halahu would be Eretz Yisrael. They would say Ala Aretz, Al Peiroseh. The problem, of course, is that the people who were quoted here was Rechista, who's from Babel, who said Ala Aretz, Al Peiroseh, and Rabbi Yochanan said Ala Aretz, Al Peiroseh. Rabbi Yochanan was from Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, I love this line, Maskel, Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, Inu Achle, Manan, Mevarchin. In other words, in Eretz Yisrael, they eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, and we give God thanks for the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't make any sense. Ela Ipa, Rechista, Ala Aretz, Al Peiroseh, Rabbi Yochanan, Omer, Ala Aretz, Al Peiroseh. Okay, so that's one. So that is the end here. I didn't have a chance to look to see if the anywhere does it say Al Aretz, Al Gafna. That's what it would say. Some of you said you've seen such a Rosh. Okay. Fine. So that's what they say. For Eretz Yisrael, they say Al Gafna. That makes sense. It makes sense. Okay. I'm sorry. Al Aretz Ve'al Pri Gafna, right? Al Gafna, Al Pri Gafna. I never understand this. It's Al Aretz Ve'al Pri Gafna, right? No? What's the Chasima? It's in the Gemara, probably. What? Al Pri Gafna. Al Gafna. Fine. No, Ve'al Pri Gafna in Eretz Yisrael. That's, of course, why, of course, is it really Gafna in Eretz Yisrael? Because Eretz Yisrael represents Kibbutz Galdios and the Sfarad and the Ashkenazim, and to avoid the Machlokos and the Nosach of the Bracha, Gafen or Gafen, so in Eretz Yisrael you say Al Gafna. There we go. Okay, see? Osa Shalom Ben Roma. Excellent. All right, the other thing that. What was that? So I just want to comment on that. First thing, we don't change the Sukkot, number one. Number two, it's probably an error. I mean, the Rav is very machmed on this, that you don't change the bracha, the chasima of the Amida. It should not change. It's supposed to, we say Amavar Samayi Zav Hashalom. I'm sure that's what they say here too. Right? Ani Amna Raim. And if that, were you here? You were in this message?
I was. I don't remember
this. You don't remember this? I'm pretty sure. I'm virtually certain. I have to have for the Amida. I'm pretty sure. Amavar Samayi Zav Hashalom. So the only question is, some say, oh, the last line in Kaddish, which I have been doing, and then I looked at our shul's guide and their instructions for the Bali Tzvili Nehram and all the rules and so on, which I wrote. Under the instruction of Rabbi Adler, it says we don't say Osa Shalom. I knew we stand for Rasa Mashal Shalom, and also in Kaddish we say Osa Shalom Berulah. So we don't do it at all. But yes, it makes no sense to change the Chasima Sabracha. Gemara doesn't say it. Some have raised the question, maybe the correct Chasima Sabracha is Osa Shalom, but then that's what you should do all year round. In the same way that in a Gra-like tradition, not in the shul I daven, and I don't think here either, but the shul I grew up in, we didn't say She'os Chalavad Chabir Navot. We always said Ma'aseh Shechem Esau Tzeri. You reverse the left, like they do in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't say, am I correct in that? You guys spent more time there. I was there for Yom Tov last year. I'm pretty sure. They just say, V'shan Navot Chabir Hakeim Hashem Kamanios, V'sech Hazen Eneinu B'shul Chol Etzim Rachamim, and raise the Bracha Ma'aseh Shechem Esau Tzeri. But in Chutz La'aretz, I'm almost certain that's the case. This is like, no? Because if you did change it in Eretz Yisrael, you would change it every day. Because you have Berachas Kohanim every day. I'm pretty sure that it's, Well, anyway, I'm pretty sure it's Israel, they, on Yom Tov also, they just say, HaMachzir Shechinas Ol Etzion. So, but at least there, the Birchas Kohanim, and some of that sort of changes on some levels between the Gemara. The four Shinuyim outside of HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat are not found in the Gemara. There's a Tosus, that's why we don't repeat if you forget them. Tosus in the beginning of the Masechta, the first parak, thinks maybe that you should, but that's not our Pesach. Our Pesach is that only on the two that are mentioned in the Gemara, and for Ashkenazim, since we don't say, apparently, it must have been, the Nusach must have been, or it's assumed the Nusach was, Akel Ohev Mishpat or something, we don't, Akel Ohev Tzadkal Mishpat or something like that, and it didn't say HaMelech, because otherwise, the whole point is, so because we say HaMelech Ohev Tzadkal Mishpat, if you instead of that, you don't say HaMelech HaMishpat, it doesn't matter because you have the Malchus theme in there anyway, but apparently they didn't, once upon a time, they didn't have HaMelech in the regular year-round bracha, but that the Gemara says you change, so that's not an issue. Okay. The other thing that I want to talk about briefly, because it's very interesting, I assume that none of you make a bracha when you take off your tefillin. Right? There are at least one of you, or maybe two of you, who does do something different, and that Ashkenazim aren't used to seeing, is that you sit down when you put on the shayad, and you sit down when you take off the shayad. Is that right, correct, Rani? Ryan? Yeah. That's the machlokas b'nei Ashkenaz b'nei Sfarad, whether you sit for everybody stands for the shalosh on and off. The question is, do you stand for both tilos, both tefillin on and off, or use the difference of the shayad and shalosh? But nobody makes a bracha. Even the Sfaradim, they sit down, they don't make a bracha afterwards. But the Gemara had said, we read that part of the Gemara, right? Did we not read the Gemara? Did we not read the Gemara? We just spoke about the Gemara? Have we not have read it? We didn't read it, okay. Let me take this. So the Gemara says, Amar Abitzah Faradina, the top of the Dalav Vez, Alabeya Vamine Kufra, the Tchilim of our Shachal, we did read at least the beginning. So far in the Fashos Rabbas, as our mitzvah to. Aval Yarkalov, Rabbi Yitzah Femar, Ashi Yarkalov, Mayalov, Rapapar Mafilim Maya. So Marzutra Abit Kavitzah Faradina, Rashim Rashi Abit Kavitzah, the Simonech, Chad Kitre, Ufrey Kichad. So Amar Abashi, and us Zimna, the Michimat Karna, Aved Nefekul. That's where we stop. So now the Gemara continues. Tanan. We have a Mishnah in Nida. Anything that requires a bracha acharona definitely requires a bracha rishona. But there are things that require a bracha rishona that don't require a bracha acharona. Okay. Now, what's this Mishnah doing in Nida? How many of you looked up the Mishnah in Nida? What's it doing in Nida? Ah, you weren't curious at least. It's one of these tangents in the Mishnah, so you get this. You know, kol atata. I think it starts with the simana elyon, simana tachton of puberty. That if you know that, I think that's where it starts with. If someone has the simanim on top, you know that they have the simanim below the makam erva. Whereas they might have the simanim makam erva, but the simanim elyon might not be there. And I'm pretty sure it's true in males. I haven't done a systematic study or Googled this, but I think that that young men before they grow grow a beard would have what we call a zakan atachton. With the Gemara in the Mishnah Tanhur refers to Ashi Yaakov Zakan Hatachton or something Elish Dibur Lashon Chacham Dibur Chacham Lashon Nikiya, right? So that's what Chazal assumed. The Siman Hatachton typically comes before the Siman Elyon. So if you see the Siman of the person has a beard, you don't need to do Bedika, you know, for Shnei Saros because you know that they have Shnei Saros. So I think it's in that sequence somewhere that Kol Sheh and Ba, the inverse isn't true, right? It's a classic logic issue. A implies B, but B doesn't necessarily imply A. So this sugya appears in parallel there, and the Gemara just repeats most of what we have here. The Gemara says, Bishlam of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abdimi, what is an example of something that has a bracha rishona but no achrona? According to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abdimi, vegetables, because Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abdimi only made a bar nefeshas on meat and eggs. He didn't make it on vegetables or on water. And according to the Rav Yitzchak, lafu kemay, because he made it on vegetables and not on water. And the Rav Papa, who said you make it burn the freshness even on water, lafu kemay. So the Gemara says lafu kemitzos. Come when they made blue kiyah shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Change the question. When they blew kiyah shofar on Rosh Hashanah, so they told you not to talk once they. When did they tell you not to talk? Once they make the bracha, they ask you not to talk until all the tkiyos are done. Okay, wonderful. Why did they tell you to wait until they make the bracha achron on the shofar? Because there is no bracha achron on the shofar. So the Gemara says here, mitzvahs. Ah, but the Gemara says, "The Benema Rabbah, the Basar, the Misalki, Tfilayu, Mevorachi, Asher Kedushanim, Tosavet Zivano, Lishma Chukav." So they made brachos after mitzvos. Lafukemai to exclude what? Where do you have a bracha rishon from? Lafukemichani. If you sell, you say you make you smell a wonderful basalim, you say make a bracha, bracha atah Hashem alakeinu melechem b'nei basalim, there's no bracha achron. Shimi.
When Yonatan and I were learning this, we had two questions. First of all, we were talking, we seem to have been talking about brachot on that end, so are we going to have brachot on mitzvot? And second of all, even if they make a bracha achron on tefillin, what about all the other mitzvot?
So that's in Tosos, the second one. The first question. The Mishnah itself is not necessarily limited to bracha berachas hanenin. There is a question about berachas mitzvah as well. What mitzvah has a bracha after it? Shemi?
When you go up to the Torah.
That is different. That's not a. I mean, Kriyas HaTorah is a. I wouldn't call that it's a mitzvah, but chovas hatzibur, right? No. Come on, guys. In fact, there are two mitzvahs that have an optional bracha achrona. It depends on the minhag. But our minhag is we make a bracha afterwards. Right? Yes. Because that's stated in the Gemara. Right? The malchum shenagu l'varach achron l'varach. And if not, you only have but the bracha before is mandatory. And the other obvious one is also challah. Challah and challah, right? What are the two kinds of challah?
Oh, challah and
Pesach? No. Megillas Esther. The Gemara, in Megillah, Daf Yudal Amalf, asks the question, why don't we say Halal on Purim, right? It's a good question, no? And it gives three answers. Number one, because we were Avde Farah, then we were Avde Hashem, but Adayin Avde Nebuchadnezzar, and we don't have Jewish, true sovereignty. And number two is that, Ein Omrim Shira Al, Ein Omrim Halal Al Neshe B'chutz La'aretz. We said halal hamitzri. Well, the answer is because there was no Eretz Yisrael yet, then it did have kedusha. But once Eretz Yisrael got kedusha, there's not supposed to be any nevuah in Chutz La'aretz. But Moshe Rabbeinu, the answer is until Eretz Yisrael was in this kaddish, there was nevuah everywhere. Once Eretz Yisrael was the city, this is the opening mechilta actually in Parshas Bo. Once Eretz Yisrael was chosen, so then nevuah is only in Eretz Yisrael. So the same thing is true here. That once Eretz Yisrael was chosen, you don't say halal on a nation of Chutz La'aretz. But the third answer the Gemara gives, I don't remember if this is the order, the third answer is that the Megillah is the Hilula. That's the halal. So that's why halal and Megillah says that we have a bracha for it, right?
There's tangenting too much. Are those bracha mitzvahs?
The bracha for it?
Yeah.
No, I mean they're more like a bracha sashevach, but. Whereas the brachas before are, the way the Gemara describes it is bracha rishona and mevarach. You're mechuyif to make a bracha before halal and megillah. The bracha after is dependent. Malchum shalav and mevarach, mevarach, malchum shalav and mevarach. So you do have. I don't want tefillah because tefillah, and I don't like kriya. You can tell me kriya shema also because that's not this. There's brachas kriya shema are then tefillah. Tefillah. Oh, no. Tzvila is complicated. Oh, you're a wise guy. Tzvila in the mikvah is complicated because you only make one bracha. The question is, when do you make the bracha hamitzvah? There's no bracha after it. That might be a bracha rishona that you make afterwards. So, because you're not going to make the bracha before you go in the mikvah. So, homachos rishona. I think some rishonim say only by tzvila's ger. Because a ger can't say, Asher kudishan tzvila tzvila before he immerses in the mikvah. Because he hasn't mitzvahs yet. So he's got to wait till afterwards. So, some say it's only because of that that we do the other tzvila. Some say because the gavra's tummy, so it's not. Good that you should be making the bracha. Your first question, Shimi, was you had two questions. The second one I know because the Tosfos talks about. What did I answer your first question? What was it? Why do they assume it's is it limited to bracha? It should be limited to bracha sanenin. There's nothing in the Mishnah that says it should be limited to bracha sanenin. Okay. So now, however, Tosfos says the following: the Levnei Ma'arava, and this is very interesting. This actually has some relevance halacha lemaisa. Ramosha Feinstein, I think this is in his tshuvas. You're not allowed to put on tefillin until mishiyakir, which is about when you usually calculate on the shul things. It's wrong, but because we pretend that halos hashachar, the dawn, is 72 minutes before. It's 72 minutes before Hanei Tzachama. It's not true because it's seasonally dependent. And And while at the end of the day it doesn't really matter if you don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam, it's the same geologically and geometrically, it's the same amount of time. Rabbeinu Tam, they say 72 minutes, it's not really 72 minutes, it's not actually correct. It's supposed to be astronomical twilight. Whatever astronomical twilight is on the, but again, if you don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam, astronomical twilight has no meaning. It's not halachically relevant. You start with Shkias HaChama, we've spoken about this, and then with Bikias. You have Shkias HaChama, and then two-thirds of a male, we wait 40 minutes, but astronomical twilight, when it's totally dark, nothing of the sun in any form or fashion, is not relevant halachically. But it's very relevant at the beginning of the day, because that's the definition of dawn. In other words, the earth is, and the sun are basically are symmetrical. So if it's 72 minutes till the last shred of light is gone from the sky at night, it's 72 minutes before sunrise when the first shred of light comes. But it's really not 72 minutes most of the time. In many cases in this country, it's actually much longer. Okay. Be that as it may, Mishayakir, they give a calculation, whatever the calculation is. Often, many Yishuls have an hour before. What about if you have Balavatim who have to go out to work and they're not going to be able to put Tefillin on there? What do they do? And this could happen, by the way, if the Rishayim in Congress tried pulling the shtick that they did last year. Of all things, it was the Senate that did it on a midnight vote of trying to make daylight savings time the standard all year round. So number one, it's bad for the health of people. All the experts say we're much better off going to standard time. Okay, so bad enough that half the year we're on the wrong time, now they make it even worse. This is what they call an energy policy, which doesn't even save energy. It's really just for the mall operators that, once again, capitalism at its best. They want it to stay light longer so they think more people will go to the malls. Don't know if it's true or not, but it's a terrible reason to do that. Okay, now, what would happen, but the reason it's a real tragedy is for the Jewish people. Because right now, when you get in the winter, the sunrise gets as late as 7:20, 7:22, let's say in Teaneck, New Jersey, probably most of New York. However, if you were not to change the clock back to standard time, it would be like 8:20 before it would be Hanetzah Hala, which means the earliest you could put on tefillin would be like 7:20. Good luck finding the people who work in many contexts in the city here that have commute. When are they going to daven? They're not going to daven at home. Makes it much, much harder. Forget all the kids in the country and rural areas who are going to be waiting pitch black for the buses. I mean, just forget them for the moment. That's also a disaster. So here's the question. What do you do for the Balabatim? Forget tefillah. For putting on tefillin. So I believe that Ramosha was Mako and told the Balabatim they should put on tefillin even when it was too early to put on tefillin, because otherwise they wouldn't put on tefillin at all. Now, why was Rav Moshe able to do this? So, is there a mix of tefillin at night? Machlokes. Tefillin is a mitzvah saseh shasman grama. If tefillin is a mitzvah saseh shasman grama, it means there's a time the mitzvah doesn't apply. When is there no mitzvah tefillin? Shabbos, Yom Tov, and maybe at night. Why is there no, what were you going to add, Louis? I'm going to pick a fight here with Ronnie. Ronnie's going to get mad at me. I would say,
he's not doing
that. I bet you he does not put on Tefillin Chol Moed. Ronnie, what's your...
Because
he's anti-capitalist. Ah, right, I see. That's it. You're sorry, but you're anti-capitalist. That's what I figured. So I'll tell you my story.
I hear.
Listen, I don't know what my family minhag really was, because I think it got lost in transmission. My father didn't put it on, but I don't think we're from Hasidic stock, so we really should. So, a number of years ago, someone in my shul asked me, why is it that in Satmar they don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed? I'm sorry. Why do the Bachrim put on tefillin when they get married and stop putting on tefillin? Yeah. So, I had no idea, but I went to my source of all amazing knowledge of all sorts of things in Torah, Rabbi Simon. I said, Baruch, tell me, you know anything about this minhag? So he says to me, well, because in Satmar, their practice is you don't take on minhag Kabbalah, until after you get married. So, because not wearing tefillin, now, is from the Zohar, the Zohar makes a big deal about it. I think there may be the Rashbam might also say that. So therefore, when they're single, they put on tefillin. Once they get married, now they think I'm married Kabbalah. And that's just, I kind of knew that there was some Zohar. Once I kind of heard that, I went to my father and I asked him, I said, would it bother you if I put on tefillin? He said, you don't care. So you know, and therefore I put on Tefillah Chol Moed. So Brian, you haven't reached there yet, but you might get there at some point. So Chol Moed, if you don't, it's because the Zohar treats it as Nechasa Samados, it's like Yom Tov. Now,
the Zohar comes tonight, I believe, so.
I'm just following the Ramah. I know what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So if you're a Sardi, you know, you follow the Chabra, you don't put on Tefillah Chol Moed. But if you're an Ashkenazi, the Ramah says you put on Tefillah. I don't know anything about scholarship, Gemara. I just a Pashut Yid. I read the Ramah and he says you put on Tefillah Chol Moed.
Is it min hag here to put it on
I don't know how many people are around. My bet.
There's no minion.
My bet is that, well, there probably is a minion, maybe not in Glock. There's got to be neighborhoods. The people are here for Pesach. They got it.
I think people go across to
the Breuers or by Tana.
Yeah.
So this is my guess. I don't know for sure. My guess is the minhag in my shul, the shul I grew up in. I think most shuls in this country, I'm betting. I don't know if it's true in Flatbush, like in a Syrian shul, but because amongst Ashkenazim, the Hasidim typically don't wear tefillin, and even people who are not Hasidim, they come from, you know, the Galizianers who are perfectly modern Orthodox, but their roots are more Hasidic areas, they don't put on tefillin. And the Litvaks definitely put on tefillin, and the Yekis put on tefillin. So everybody does whatever they want. Nobody cares. And the truth is, we mostly get along in these regards. We fight over other things. Over matters of God, we don't fight. Over Narishkeit, we fight. But be that as it may, no, because Jews and Shuls never fight over anything. But be that as it may, I think in Eretz Yisrael, you get stoned to death if you put on Tefillah Chol Moed. So if you're going to put on Tefillah Chol Moed in Eretz Yisrael, you have to do it b'tzinah. Because it would be against the minhag, because it was either Kabbalistic or Sephardi influences that probably a combination of both, maybe even Talmid HaGra that probably had a major influence on this, and therefore you don't put on tefillin, certainly not the Farhetzer, and there it's a strong follow-up. What?
In
Yeshiva,
I think.
Really?
I mean, there was no Yeshiva, but in Alan Shul.
Wow. I'm surprised at that. I'm not telling you that it's us, sir. Just you don't want to get, you know, steal the strength of Harrigan Tenet. Because, as you know, Israelis are not shy about offering their opinions.
You're all American immigrants.
Yeah, no, lots of them are, I know. But I was once davening I don't know, it was in Katamon somewhere, I don't think it was Shtiblah, years ago. And I don't do the Nefilah Sephayim, I don't do the Yudhim Amidah Sephayim Sephayim. So I would just wait while they were doing it, and then we'd do, you know, in this game, and then we'd do Tachanun. It's very common in my sense in Eretz Yisrael, even Ashkenazim will do the Yudhim Amidah before Tachanun. I'm sure Minagari is to do it that way. It's trying to do it, but Mestana Menashe is not so. And some Israeli just came over and started giving you a hard time. It's like, okay, so I feel it. I don't want to make a fight. You know. Anyway, so bottom line is we don't put on tefillin on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, but we do, and we don't put it on at night. But the makor for those two, at night is a big machlok. This is your bad sin tosis. The makor for not putting it on Shabbos and Yom Tov really is not so much an isser. In fact, the pashtus is according to the Babli. There's no isser in putting on tefillin on Shabbos. If you hold that laila midoraisa is matzilin, and it's only exera not to put on tefillin because you might fall asleep and you might cast gas, and that's a bizayin to just tefillin. So then there's no isser if you hold that way, which is the way we pasken, not like the Rambam who pasken that laila lavs man tefillin doraisa. But if you hold like the Balei HaTosfos, so like the Shulchan Aruch does, that midaraisa laila is man tefillin. So not putting it on Shabbos and Yom Tov is really not enough isser. It's just not necessary because you don't need an os. Right, you're supposed to have an os, two osos, men, and for two osos. You always have the bris milah with you. And during the week, you put on tefillin because it's osayacha. On Shabbos, it's osi veni uveinichem. You don't need the tefillin. That's the makor the Gemara gets. If, however, I mean, there might be a makor, there's a second makor, miyamim yamimah. But I don't remember if that's only to exclude the nights. If you darshan, it was shamar tasach ukazos lemo adam yam yamimah, yamim velo leilos. Now, according to that, if it's based upon the Shamarta, then Shmira is a kind of a lot. It's an issur. So you're not allowed to put on tefillin at night. Forget about removing it, it's one question, but there's an issur that I should put on tefillin at night. So I believe Rav Moshe was makel for the Jews in Russia. This is going back, obviously, before he came to America. to put on tefillin before it was day, really when it was laila, because it was only a gzeira derabbanan. It was the end of the night anyway, people were up, so it wasn't really a concern. And otherwise, they wouldn't be able to put on tefillin. But you wouldn't be able to say that if you had like the Rambam. We don't hold, we didn't hold like the Rambam. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch. So anyway, what is bracha the Gemara have of Lishmar Chukav? So Tosus explains, Vanan lo abinan kivnei marava. We don't make a bracha when we take off our tefillin. The dafka lididhu shahaya darkam lasalkam balayla. They would take it off when night came. Shaycha bracha de lishmar chukav kidesib shamartas achukazos lemoda minyamin. So they held, must have held in Eretz Yisrael, that Laila was also, it was Nisa Daraisa. Avod Anush and Misalkin Osam Bechatzi Ayom. Firstly, Tosa said, even if you held it to Daraisa. But we don't take our tefillin off right when night comes. We take our tefillin off in the middle of the day. We take it off right at the shofars. Oh, Afilo Misalkin Balaida, if we did take it off for night, Lo Shaya Chuka, because we don't paskin that way. Vidavka, it probably should be Didavka. Is that the correction here? Yes. The dafka l'ditu the kasabri laila lav zvan tefillin hu umiyamim yamima asal mutei leilos shaycha bracha dechuka. Only that way is it shaych to make a bracha that it's a mitzvah to remove it at night. Aval anan the time alan the laila zvan tefillin hu, but va anan mukminon hapasuk v'shamarta chuka bepesach. That pasuk is talking about mitzvahs of pesach, not tefillin. Umash einan umanichan asam balaila as mitei shema yafiach b'hem. He'll pass gas in it. Afilunam pim lesalkan ar alayla lo mevarchinam afal gav danan kaimalan Shabbos yont of lavzman tefillin afilu hachi lo mevarchinam. You know, we hold layla that Shabbos and yont of are not zman tefillin midaraisa, but we're not going to make a bracha then either. Afilu hachi lo mevarchinam the dachil of the two desir lehu chuka kaya tefillin mevarchin. Now he goes on to say the teda, and this is an assumption. There's an obvious question you can ask on the Gemara. The Gemara's answer in the end was, what was the answer? The Bnei Marava who make a bracha after they take off the tefillin. What was the answer?
Reach.
Reach. Isn't there a more obvious answer? All the other mitzvahs. So Tosus takes that as a given. Tosus says, Aval Ashari mitzvahs kegon, Sitzis velula v'sukkah lo yibavarchim. So now Tosus says, V'kasha, the Havamatsi l'shani, hafi lafuke shah mitzvahs, hafi l'bnei Marava. So I think Tosus gives some kind of an answer in one of the other places. In Nida, I think I looked this up, and now I can't even remember what I saw. What does Tosus say in Nida? What? They didn't want to get involved. Thank you. Okay, the Gemara says there are some Rishonim, I forget who suggest based upon the Gemara that they did say brachos after the other mitzvahs as well. Okay, kind of interesting. Kind of interesting. Louis.
About so we don't put it on at night.
No, that's a Gemara. That's a Gemara. That's the end of the Gemara. That's not a question. It's a machlokes. We don't. It's clear that Laila's, we don't put on tefillin at night. The question is it the right or is it just a gzera? And so, no, but that's in the Gemara. Probably is it Gemara Menachos? I don't remember where the Gemara is. Probably it's used like this actually. Okay, I think there's some stuff earlier in Brachos that added also. Okay, fine. So let me just sort of quickly review what we've done until this point in the sugya, and then we can go on. The next sugya is more complicated than it appears. Just in some ways, it's not complicated. In some cases, it's textually complicated. So we, our Gemara Daf Lamed Hamad Beis, puts forth a proposition that if you have a food that is sa'id, and a person it sates a person the way lechem does. And if it were normal to do kriyas suda on it, if people typically did, you would make shalosh brachos afterwards. And the Gemara there happens to be talking about yayin. It just says that by yayin we don't make the bracha, shalosh brachos, because people don't normally enough kovei suda make the wine, the meal, or the core of the meal. The wine accompanies the meal. It doesn't. It isn't the meal. Now, that havamin of the Gemara seems a little odd because we tend to assume birchas hamazon is associated with shalosh brachos, is associated with lechem. Because that's what the chachamim don't actually say in the Mishnah, but say in the Tosefta. And what it brought to mind, depending on which way you want to go, but to me it brings to mind Rabbi Akiva Shita, Filo Achal Shelet V'Humazono Mevarchan Alav. As Ephraim pointed out, it may be that the Gemara is precisely rejecting Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Akiva Shita is that Mezono, Afilo Shelet V'Humazono. It's not normal that people cabbage is people's meal. But if this person, according to Rabbi Akiva, cabbage were his meal, and he's an outlier, so that would be like the Havamim of the Gemara on Yayin. The Gemara would be rejecting that. But on the other possibility, which was suggested earlier, I don't remember in Shir and Seder, I think it was Ephraim's also, is that, well, maybe this is Rabbi Gamliel Shita. Because on the Shivas Aminim, you make Shalosh Brachas. The only problem with that is that, according to Rabbi Gamliel, you actually do make on the Shalosh Brachas, not because you're Sayyid, but because you're making all the Shivas Aminim. Put that aside for the moment, we have three deos, as the Gemara understands the Mishnah, on Dachman Dal and Aleph, as to what necessitates Shalosh Brachas. And as we pointed out in Shir earlier this week, Shalosh Brachas is the Mishnah's term for what we call Berachas HaMazon, and they may not be accidental. Rabbi Gamliel says in the Mishnah, anything from the Shivas, Rabbi Gamliel says in the Mishnah that if you eat grapes, or figs, or pomegranates, you make Shalosh Brachas. And Shalosh Brachas clearly is what we call Berachas HaMazon. The Chachamim disagree and say that you make a Me'ein Shalosh. They don't say what would necessitate Shalosh Brachos, but they say Me'ein Shalosh. And finally, Rabbi Akiva says, Afil Achal Shalek U'Mezono, you make Shalosh Brachos on it. What is the relationship between, let me step back. The position, as the Gemara understands, Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, and it is reflected in the Tosefta, which is quoted earlier in the Torah, is that Rabbi Gamliel believes you make what we call Berachas HaMazon on the Shivas Aminim, the Chachamim believe you make Berachas HaMazon only on Lechem, and the Gemara here presents it as based upon a drasha of the Pesukim. You have the Pasuk Eretz Chit HaSara, Eretz Asher Lo Vinizkeh Nesnochav Alechem, and then Bechalta V'Savata Oveirachta. And the Chachamim say that Eretz Hifzikah Inyan, that it only goes on the most recent Eretz, which is Lechem. They do say Berach Achas Me'ein Shalosh. There's a machlokas harishonim quite explicitly whether that's a deraisa. If you think that it's a deraisa, then when the chachamim say eretz hifzika inyan, it doesn't mean there's no bracha on the shiras aminim. It's just the eretz reduces the nature of the bracha. Question then: given that might be the shita of Rabbi Gamliel and the chachamim, what is the relationship of Rabbi Akiva to those two shitas? So the Mechtam and the Tashbetz both quote the writer who says that Rabbi Akiva is dafka talking about a cabbage in which you mixed flour in, and it's really an offshoot of Rabban Gamliel Shita. It's really in accordance with Rabban Gamliel Shita, since you had, he's basically teaching you Rabban Shmuel Shita, that Kosha Yeshua Mechamesha Saminim, they say you make a Mezonos, so he is doing that for Rabban Gamliel on the Bracha Achrona. It turns it into a Berachas HaMazon. I think we liked it, some of us liked it more than others, suggested a very different approach to the three Shitas here. And that was that Rabbi Gamliel believes that any of the Shivas Aminim, you have to make Shalosh Brachos afterwards. And the reason for that is the Psukim, but that it's on the Hana that you got from the Minim Shnishtavcha Behem Eretz Yisrael. The Chachamim disagree and say that Shalosh Brachos is really Birchas HaMazon. It's supposed to be on the food that saves you. And Rabbi Akiva, and the Chachamim don't explicitly in the Mishnah talk about which particular foods. They just say on fruits, on anavim te'enim rimonim, which is not muzzle. It's food, but it's not muzzle. It's not sustaining food. You make a main shalosh. Rabbi Akiva comes along and says that anything that is actually your muzzle, afilo achal shalak v'mizono, if it's mizono, then that necessitates a berachas hamazon, that necessitates shalosh brachas. We also pointed out that the Gemara has a three-way dispute as to when do you say bar nefashos afterwards. The shita number one, Rav Yitzchak Bar Adimi, ultimately the name of Rebbe, said that on meat and eggs you make a bar nefashos. According to Rav Yitzchak, you make even on vegetables, and according to Rav Papa, even on water. And I suggested that these three shitos, and some of the reason this is what it's doing here, is these three shitos are in some ways mirror conceptually the three positions found in the Mishnah. The Chachamim and the Mishnah believe that you only make Berachas HaMazon on foods that are normally used as a meal, normally mazon for most people. And therefore, the only thing that's the first shita, that's Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Vadini in the name of Rebbe, that you only make a bar nefeshes after meat and eggs. Because meat and eggs aren't things that fill you up. They really can't sustain you. The second position, Rabbi Yitzchak, says that if the person eats Yerek, then he makes a bar nefeshes, which can line up with Rabbi Akiva's shita. Rabbi Akiva says, even though Yerek is not a meal for most people, if it's his meal, if it's his mazon, then he makes shalosh brachos. So therefore, that's the second shita, that on Yerek, which for some people might be a meal, you're not making brachos mazon here, it's not Rabbi Akiva's shita, but you make at least a bar nefeshes. And the final shita, which is that even on water, meaning anything you get enough from, most closely mimics Rabbi Gamliel's shita, who says it's not all dependent upon something that sustains you, but rather it's something that was mishtab from in Eretz Yisrael. And we pointed out that if you look in the Psukim, preceding Eretz Chita Sora was Eretz Nachal Mayim, Ayanosu Samosu Tzipa Bika Uvahar, and so actually the Mayim which fits very nicely with that. Shimon?
Don't we know from the Bryta quoted by the Yerushalmi that the Chacham
wouldn't even hold up any of those opinions, because they wouldn't even say Racha, Frona, Basar, Be? So the Yerushalmi has a totally different presentation and understanding of this position. This development, whatever generated the development, Rani had a suggestion that it's somehow distancing themselves from the Eretz Yisrael. Whatever the reason is, it's very clear, I think, there's a development in the Bavli, it's clear. I mean, it's clear in the Bavli's development. If Rav Papa is fifth generation, Rav Ashi is sixth generation, and Rav Yitzchak Bar Avini is probably like second or third generation, not later than that, and I don't know when Rav Yitzchak is, but it's clear that there's a development over time in Bavel increasing what you make for an official song. Right? That's just, you don't need to know any Chachma or Lundus. You just read, it's not, you have to know who our generations are. So it's clear that there's a tendency in Eretz Yisrael to moving from the veloklum of some of the brises, where there's no bracha achrona, and the pshat is, and certainly Yerushalmi understood it, right, not at all, to starting to make some type of a bracha after food, and even foods that aren't shiras aminim, that aren't lachem, and ultimately reaching the pinnacle in Rav Papa's shita, which even on mayim you make a bracha achrona. Okay. There is, by the way, I didn't. The Mishnah says we read a Mishnah. Hashos semayim letzma makes a. Mishnah says he makes a shahakol, but the Gemara will say, I'm just mentioning this now. We'll have to come back to this at some point. The Gemara says that if you were choking, you don't have to make a bracha rishona. So you can't clear your throat. So you drink some water to clear your throat. Then there's no bracha rishona. Is there a bracha achrona? What? I didn't say someone had to do the Heimlich maneuver. Well, you don't use water then. Is there a bracha achrona, right?
Ignore the
lavdach
already. You could argue that kind of thing one doesn't bring it.
Forget the Gemara Tanita. It wouldn't fit there. It would be violation of the Mishnah's rule. The Mishnah was looking for stuff. The Gemara was looking for stuff where there's a bracha rishona and achrona. According to the Mishnah, nothing exists where there's a bracha achrona, but there's a bracha but no bracha rishona, which is. One of the Gaonim, I think, is quoted by Rabbi Yonah, or the Rashba. One of them quotes, I think, from the Gaonim, someone wanted to say, you have to make a bracha achrona. And they said, can't be. You can't have something with a bracha achrona and no bracha nishama. Lewis?
One of the first when they said how, in the case of the person who woke up and used a towel, right, you said that if you say the bracha achrona, that can cover you for not being
man
without a bracha.
So again, a person.
Right. In the case of the person with the tovel, remember how it said,
the Balkari.
Yeah, the Balkari. The Balkari, this is our first sentence together.
Yeah.
One of the Acharonim made a description that it had to be. Okay, I think it was the Tzlach.
Okay.
It had to be the Rabbanan. His proof for why it was Rabbanan to say the bracha Rishana. And he said the reason you can just say the bracha achrona is because that you'll, by the way, you'll cover the shita that you are not nana.
Because you made a bracha.
Yes.
You just made it afterwards.
You make that, apply that logic here. If you drink the water, so you need to.
Well, that would be the I mean, yes, yes. But note, by the way, look, for all the Mishnah Midah Ephraim, Midah Raisa on food, there's only bracha achrona, there's no bracha rishona.
So?
The Mishnah is only talking about Alamaisan level. It's kind of funny that you see things historically that there's no such thing as making a bracha achrona if you didn't make a bracha rishona, except that's a dinner isa. So, again, but it's for that very reason that the Rishonim don't like the Shita, because according to Lamaisa, according to the Mishnah, you're not going to find anything that's a bracha achrona if there's no bracha rishona. And again, what Hanoah did, you have to say something like, I don't know if this is what you're saying, that once you drink the water, you may be drinking it not because you want to get enough of the water. You're not making bracha achrona on Hanoah having cleared your throat. You mean bracha, the Hanoah, because presumably you got, you know, unless you were already stuffed, you were playing a game of water pig, and now you were choking, so you had to drink a little more water, but you really don't want to drink more water. You know, barring that, you are nene. For, you know what water pig is?
It sounds like you're drinking way too much water.
It's a stupid game that I've heard they might play with kids, and it's really not a good idea. Like, if you get something wrong, you have to drink water, not alcohol. So, I guess they're not concerned about hyponatremia, but fine. All right. So that's our sugya. Any questions before we move on? Fine. It sounds like that. I mean, it's either Rabbi Akiva's Shita, or there's not really a difference. And there's the Chachamim could, again, I think you pointed out correctly, the Chachamim's difference with Rabbi Akiva, assuming they really argue, which is reasonable, is that they both agree that it has to be mazon. The question is, does it have to be mazon, or can it even be mizono? What's that? We do, but that also may be because that was the norm for being mizono. Certainly the Rabbanon of the Mishnah, you can't tell. Not Shiva Sanina, Chamesha Sanina.
Well, if our Gemara is using the Chachamim, so then it would have to be Shiva Sanina and Mizona, which normally excludes everything except for Niyadaga.
Okay. But conceptually, it's not. Again, I think that Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim are conceptually the same, and the difference is in details. Even the Niach that you, again, and I'll just invoke here that that very striking Rambam in the Bnei Hilchos Brachos, where it sounds like if you eat mazon, yichai midaraisa, and kedei sfiya, yichai midaraisa, which sounds in many ways a lot like Rabbi Akiva Shita. And he doesn't possibly Rabbi Akiva, because in Perek Gimel, I think he says, it's lechem that you make arba brachos on afterwards. But his formulation of Birchas HaMazon sounds a lot like Rabbi Akiva. And I'd be much happier to say it's the Chachamim, but it's in the spirit of Rabbi Akiva. Okay. All right. You know what? I'm not going to start the next sugya. You're going to get some more materials right afterwards. We will. I want to finish just this, because it's a continuation of ours. And then after we do that, we'll go after God willing, after Yom Tov, we will go to Bracha Achrona D'Oraisa, the Rabbanon, and Bracha Samazon. Okay, so let me stop this.